Não.
Beep, 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 beep. Hour number two here on a Funk Friday. It's also a football Friday. Games tonight. There were games last night, games tomorrow. Many of which will be played right here on this very radio station. Isn't that right, Randy?
Yes, they will. I had to get out. Sports Radio 92.9 Game is the home of live college coverage in Atlanta. This Saturday, starting at 8 p.m., get the day started with college football game time with John Fricke, Chris Goforth,
his main
man, Abe Gordon,
my main
and
man,
Greg Chapman.
And we'll no set one's stage main man,
for all the Garrett big matchups. And we have a big week one contest all week long starting on 92.9 The Game, starting with Cincinnati and Nebraska, which was yesterday. But tomorrow we have Texas and Ohio State starting. Coverage starts at 11:30, Notre Dame in Miami. That's on Sunday starting at 7:30. It also ends on Monday, North Carolina hosting TCU at 7 o'clock. That's all weekend here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. So make sure you guys tune in. My favorite college football show in the world. I know they're going to have a big thing with Corso crying and stuff. I'm going to be tuned in right here to my boys.
Yeah, nobody's going to be crying on this radio station.
Well, I don't know. Abe might make Fricky cry.
Yeah, Abe and Fricky, you never know.
You know, you just never know how that conversation is going to go.
Nebraska won, though, so Fricky should be pretty happy.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what makes Fricky happy other than being with Miss Maven. She, you know, other than that, I don't know.
Hating on New Orleans.
Hating on everything.
Loves
man.
Doing that.
DoorDash Dez.
Yeah, hating on former Falcons quarterbacks. Yeah.
Michael Penix better be good.
Oh, I know.
Because you know the misspelling of his name and the missaying of his name.
Oh
boy, Freak is going to have all kind of rhymes.
Oh boy, that yeah, man.
He's going to have all kind of rhymes.
He better be good for a lot of reasons.
Yeah,
but
man.
The slander from Fricky would be too much for me to handle.
Yeah. I know you're going to be. I like it. That's a new Washington shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
long
got
sleeve.
It. Yeah, long sleeve. Got it during the off season.
There we go.
That was good to break out for the opening weekend.
Yeah, I got my same old Georgia shirt I've had for 15 years.
It's a good Georgia
shirt
that
I wear it every day.
Well, what I like about that shirt that you have on is you've had it for 15 years, so you've weathered it yourself.
Yes.
That's what they look like now when you buy them.
Oh.
Like when you buy a new shirt, it all wants to look weathered. That's why I got this one, because it looks crisp.
Yeah.
Like all the other stuff, when you buy it right now, for whatever reason.
It's a new thing.
It's a real
rustic
trend
look.
To make it look, like it looks weathered and old. It's like, well, I just bought it last week. I want it to look like I just bought it last week.
And my boy Bo got his LSU jersey t-shirt on.
Is that a Leonard Fournette?
It's generic seven.
Okay.
It could be Lenny. It could be Badger. It could be P-Pat.
Harold
Perkins.
Harold Perkins
this year.
That's right. That's right. We were talking about that off the air the other day.
He got
seven and Nussmeier got 18.
Yeah, which is awesome, man.
That is awesome.
I love that tradition down there, man. But yeah, I mean, it's going to be a great weekend. But again, guys, 8 o'clock tomorrow. Make sure you guys started with college football game time.
Damn right. We'll get back into some college football conversation about 15 minutes from right now. Really dive deeper into some of those games. We've got some picks against the spread. First edition of Picks Against the Spread coming up at 12:40, as well as some Sports Jeopardy.
Get back time,
look,
baby.
Man, you're off to a hot start. You should get credit for that.
I need to get credit for that. I need to get credit for last week, Rocco. I know y'all tried to make it seem like he didn't have a lot of points, but I take them points.
Hey, man, I said Rocco played a really good game.
I want the points on my fantasy thing.
You don't want those points.
Why?
Because it's not enough. It's not enough. The right. Duke
Do you
quarterback
think you get
last
the double
night,
dip?
The Duke quarterback last night, who, you know what I mean? Like, that's a game no one watched or paid attention to. They beat Elon. If you had him in your lineup, I bet you got 50-something points because of what he put up.
Yeah.
It wasn't as good of a game or as important of a game. That's cause fantasy, man.
I know.
Big wins don't. There's no category for that. You don't get extra.
500. So 500 yards and a loss is better.
Yeah. What you want is for the team to go to quadruple overtime and have your quarterback just keep the keepers on the little 2-point conversions that they do. Anyway, let's get to an NFL no huddle to kick off the noon hour.
So I might need to cut Gunnar Stockton in, right?
Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. Micah Parsons is going to have to start packing. Or maybe he has people that do that for him. He's on his way to Green Bay. Cowboys traded him. I mean, I don't know. I guess it's not right to say unbelievable because it's the Cowboys, but good Lord. I still can't believe this actually happened. Here's Jerry Jones talking about it yesterday.
This gives us a better chance to be a better team than we have been the last few several years.
You're not better without
since Micah's been here. Not any negative on Micah, but we're trying to get better. We're trying to stop the run and stay in the hunt.
Andy, have you We're trying to stop the run and stay. Have you watched the Dallas Cowboy thing?
No, I haven't watched
it. Okay, I watched all of it. Again, I liked it a lot. I did. I liked it a lot. He's trying to relive the Herschel Walker thing.
Oh.
He is. And I know
this isn't that.
Yeah. But no, that's why I said you need to watch the thing, because he's saying that he got the information first to trade Herschel Walker. Anyways, but that's neither here nor there.
Micah Parsons is a better NFL player than Herschel Walker was.
Yes.
No offense to Herschel Walker. Great Georgia player.
He was a great player at that time with Dallas, too.
Sure.
But I think that the one thing that he got to understand is that it's good to stop the run. If the guy you drafted in the first round, what's his name, Mozzie out of Michigan, remember that?
Yeah.
If he would have been better, you wouldn't have this issue, but he has not been good. First of all, Clark is a good player.
Yeah,
he's a really good interior defensive lineman.
And people love him. His teammates love him.
But that's Shefty made a great point, like how this trade was, because Kenny, I want to call him Kenny Clark. His name is Kenny Clark.
Yeah, Kenny Clark.
Yeah, but me calling him first name like I know him. I don't know. But anyway,
he seems like a guy that you know.
Yeah, this dude practiced yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah,
He didn't know. Yeah,
And so don't look at it as a throw-in. Now, the biggest thing is what they're going to do with it, because he has a $2 million cap this year, because he just signed an extension last year, I think it was. Goes up to 2021 the following 2 years. So what does Jared do with that? I don't know. But for him to just move on from this guy, first of all, shout out to David in that damn contract he got from them.
Yeah, because, by the way, don't bury the lead. Micah got absolutely paid yesterday.
Yes, he did. He got cashed out. Yeah. He's going to get cashed out regardless. Mm-hmm. But I think, you know, when you go back to the negotiations in Dallas prefers five-year contracts. All right? So you put the 5 years along with this 1 year left, because this 1 year left on this contract this year for Micah is going with him to Green Bay, and the 4 years comes on the end of that, adding five. Dallas likes to do the five plus the once, making a six-year deal so you can spread the signing bonus over and all that stuff. And Michael, Dave was like, no, we want it this way. Todd did it with Dak. I want this four-year deal. And, you know, Jerry was butthurt because Micah said, let me see my agent. Micah may have said, that sounds good. Shake on it.
Right. It doesn't matter. Like, it's not how it works.
It's not.
And that's the part of it that's been, I don't know, kind of funny, but also just kind of confusing, that the whole process is like, what's Jerry talking about? Like, every time he took the microphone yesterday, called him Michael a bunch of times.
Yeah. Like,
he went on that weird long rant about handshake buying the Cowboys and talking to him and wanting to get it done. Like, that's like, dude, what reality are you living in?
Yeah.
And then again, there's also the argument that people make too of like, well, the reality that he's living in is he keeps this soap opera spinning 365 days a year that keeps them at the forefront of all of these conversations that have led to his franchise being valued at $12 billion.
Yeah.
But my question is this, like, is that what the win is? Like, is that the goal? What's the goal? What's the win?
You know what?
Because to me, I'm covering sports.
Right.
I'm not covering business.
Right.
And I'm glad his team's worth more, but that can't possibly be what he's trying to do.
I don't believe, like a lot of other people, I do believe Jerry wants to win a Super Bowl.
I think. I do. Yeah, I think so too.
I believe he wants to win a Super Bowl, but he wants to do it his way.
Right.
That's why Jimmy had to go. And again, if you get an opportunity, who's driving today?
I don't know. Not
okay.
Sure.
So if she drives, watch it. Just watch it on the ride up.
Okay.
If you got time and the kids are relaxed, just watch it. And it explains so much of Jerry and Jimmy and all those different things. Jerry is, it's hard for me to say, because if I was an owner, would I be a control freak? You know, but I think it's a different type of thing. Not saying those other owners aren't control freaks, but this guy right here, he has to have his finger on everything. Because I'm sure Steven probably looked – Steven was looking at that press conference like – because he called him Jerry around people.
Right.
But I bet he said, damn it, Daddy.
Damn it, Daddy. Come on, man.
Yeah, Daddy. Damn it, Daddy.
What
are you doing?
His name's Micah.
First of all, it doesn't matter anymore. Yes.
Did they play him this year?
Yes, fourth
Mike's going to have seven sacks.
Fourth game. Why would you trade him to that team? The team that always beats you in the damn playoffs.
Yeah, like the boogeyman.
Yes. You traded him to that team?
You haven't beat him since like 1994.
You traded him to that team.
I know. Here's the other thing, and this is like way down the list, but for me, something that I kind of talk about every once in a while. Loudest, most prominent owner in the NFL, right?
Yes.
Loses one of best players in the league to the one team in the NFL that doesn't have an owner. Just reiterating how unimportant owners are in professional sports. All they do is blank stuff up.
Yes. Well, that's crazy because, you know, you look at where Green Bay is, go to Green Bay side. You had this guy with Rashawn Gary and that, I mean.
Yeah. Packers are just a smart franchise.
Yeah. And they knew that the one thing that they lack is on the corner position. Mm-hmm. Well, how do you help them out? You get a pass rusher.
Make sure the quarterback's on his ass the whole game. Yeah.
You get Micah Parsons.
Yeah.
And he comes down. He's the guy. He is a franchise-building player.
He is.
And that's why they paid him the way they paid. All those guys.
He's now the best player on that
team. That team, yes. And now, when you look at it, but I talked to your boys today, too. Really good guys.
Oh, man. How'd it go?
Really cool dudes, man.
Are they my people?
They kept referring to themselves as.
They did? Yes. Oh, that's funny.
They're good. Good dudes, man. Really good dudes, man. But, you know. They asked me that question about it, and I said, as great as Micah is, this is about Jordan Love and how good he is.
Yes.
How good this kid is, man. And I think he's good. I think he's really good, actually.
Oh, I do, too.
But he got hurt at the start of the year in that first game in Brazil. Came on strong down the stretch mm-hmm. last year. So I think he's good. But it's up to him how good he is, but you wouldn't got that guy, though. The league has good pass rushers, but the league don't got a lot of him.
What did that do for the Packers yesterday?
They put them.
They already were a playoff team last year. They won a lot of games.
Yes. I think it puts them
best team in the North now.
I say they are.
Yeah,
I say them.
And the Lions probably take a step.
And the only reason I think the Lions take a step back is the coordinator thing.
Yeah,
that's
right.
It. Other than that, their whole team is loaded.
But that's a really big deal.
Yes, Andy, it's such a big deal because. You know, Jared Goff, I think, is a good quarterback. But you look who's been his play caller since he's been in football.
Well, look what the Eagles a couple of years ago. Yes. They went to the Super Bowl, lost their coordinators. Yes. The next year was a really tough year.
Yes.
And then they had to go back and rehire new coordinators, and then they got back there. But, no, I mean, it's tough.
I mean, you got Packers, I look Lions, Vikings, Bears.
Okay, so then go outside that. What about the NFC? I mean, the Eagles
are still up there. I put them second.
Packers are right there, though.
I don't put, like, I'm not, I love Jaden Daniels. I ain't all in on Washington again.
No, me either.
I know they got Scary Terry, they brought in Debo and all that. I still ain't going to go on.
Yeah, I think they'll be good, but I don't think they're going back to the NFC Championship.
I look at it. I think Philly is that dude. And then I think Green Bay's right there, along with Detroit, Washington, and the Rams.
Yeah. McCaffrey healthy, San Francisco maybe?
I don't know, man. I like Brock Purdy a lot.
Yeah.
As a person.
I know what you mean.
Yeah, as a person.
Falcons?
No. But the Falcons could be a playoff team in there.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they're not on.
I think we said six teams.
Yeah.
So they'd have to be the seventh one.
Yeah. So, I mean, you look at that, they're going to be them. It'd be 49ers.
Mm-hmm. Tampa.
Tampa. Yeah. I can leave them out.
Yeah,
and then the NFC South teams. I mean, NFC North teams.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So that's like five teams for one spot, huh?
I know. The NFC's pretty good.
Yeah.
NFC's pretty good. All right, we'll come back. We'll talk some college football. Huge games tomorrow. Big games tonight as well. Like Randy told you earlier, a lot of them played on the radio station. We'll update you on that. Don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.